Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative, Frank Ryan, of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to this report.
Mike, thank you for letting me be on the show.
Well, there's a lot of talk about this time of year about how students are going to afford to move on to college from high school. And the cost of the higher education is becoming a real concern. It's particularly becoming a concern in terms of figuring out how one will finance it and what type of burden it's going to put on the future of the students and often the parents as well. And I understand that there is a resolution that's being introduced in Harrisburg to ensure that parents and students both are more aware of what's going on in this field. What are some of the details people need to know?
Mike, it's an interesting topic, and as you may or may not remember, I'm a former adjunct faculty member in economics at Franklin and Marshall, and I've spent a lot of time lecturing to CPAs. I'm a CPA as well. In my private life, I specialized in keeping companies out of bankruptcy and frequently dealt with that with individuals. So after I became a legislator 2 years ago, I noticed a significant number of students would come into my district office asking me about what they could do and how they could handle all the various different issues with college education costs. And this resolution that Representative Roebuck put out, and I think it's a great one, is that it's recognizing that we need to let people be aware, particularly students who are getting ready to take on student loans, what their options are, where they can go to get financial aid and assistance, and how much debt they should be willing to take on. And that's probably the biggest thing that I want to focus on today. I just recently had a situation where a student came in and they completed their master's degree, and he was telling me he's now $190,000 in debt. And I looked at him, I was pretty stunned, and he said, well, I didn't want to have to work when I was in grad school, and I was allowed to borrow as much money as I needed to pay for my living expenses, so I did, and I really enjoyed my 2 years in graduate school, so I borrowed $50,000 per year, and when he had graduated from his undergraduate program 4 years, he owed $90,000. So now he owes $190,000, and he then made, I think, was probably the most important comment that he could have made that I wish he had talked to me about 6 years ago when he went to college, which unfortunately I wasn't in office and I didn't know him. But he said, you know, I'm not exactly sure what I want to do with my life. And so we had a fairly lengthy discussion. We gave him some options, talked to him about where he could go. But I did tell him, I said, you do realize with $190,000, you've bought a home for which you have no place to live, and you'll be making that mortgage payment for probably 20 to 30 years, depending upon what type of income you can earn along the way. And he looked at me and he was stunned and he said, what? And I said, well, do you realize how much you're going to have to pay per month to pay this debt off? And he didn't know. So the purpose of this financial literacy, and by the way, he's a smart person. The purpose of this financial literacy is to make individuals aware of what it is they're getting into before they do it, so that they are not making a career decision, a lifelong decision that will affect them forever at age 18, 19, and 20, and they won't realize the implications of that until they're 25 or 26 when they're trying to find a job or realizing that they can no longer afford the payments that they have. And I mentioned this to all my students that I had, is that student debt is not dischargeable in bankruptcy, except under extraordinarily rare circumstances. And I've only met one or two people who could do that. So I really believe this idea of informed consent is extraordinarily valuable. And it's what we're pushing for in this resolution and what I'm spending a great deal of my time as a legislator doing. We're actually going to have an open house on this issue sometime early 2019 to let students know about what they're going to run into.
A great idea and a real service to students in your area. Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.